Imagine a phone without a screen. Sounds impossible, right? Welcome to the OpenAI Daily Brief, your go-to for the latest AI updates. Today is Monday, April 7th, 2025. Here's what you need to know about OpenAI's potential acquisition of Jony Ive's AI hardware startup. Let's dive in. In a surprising turn of events, OpenAI is considering acquiring Jony Ive's AI hardware startup, IO Products, for a whopping $500 million. Jony Ive, the former design chief of Apple, alongside OpenAI CEO Sam Altman, is working on a venture that could redefine how we interact with technology. Their ambitious project includes developing a screenless AI-driven phone, a concept that's both intriguing and mysterious. The venture, backed by Laureen Powell Jobs' Emerson Collective and Jony Ive himself, aims to create AI-powered household products. These products promise to integrate seamlessly into our daily lives, with the screenless phone being a focal point. While details about the phone remain sparse, it's clear that the project is still in its early stages, and a physical product might take some time to hit the shelves. If the acquisition goes through, OpenAI could find itself in direct competition with Apple, particularly in the realm of AI-driven devices. This partnership would allow OpenAI to leverage IO Products' cutting-edge hardware technology and their talented engineering team, while Jony Ive's love from studio would contribute to the device designs. The collaboration might just be what OpenAI needs to challenge Apple's dominance in the market. Additionally, OpenAI has been working with Apple since last June, integrating its ChatGPT technology with Siri. This potential acquisition could further enhance OpenAI's offerings, making them a formidable player in the AI industry, where competition is heating up as companies like X, Anthropic, and Google delve deeper into AI integration. Last week was a big one for OpenAI, securing an impressive $40 billion in fundraising. This achievement gives OpenAI a $300 billion post-money valuation, marking the largest single funding round ever completed by a private company. It's a jaw-dropping figure that speaks volumes about the confidence investors have in artificial intelligence, but it also raises some eyebrows. The round was led by SoftBank, which committed $10 billion upfront. However, the remaining $30 billion is contingent on OpenAI transitioning from a capped profit to a fully for-profit company. This means there's a lot riding on OpenAI's future plans and profitability, which they don't expect to achieve until at least 2029. It's a bold bet, and it shows a high tolerance for risk among investors. What's fascinating here is the disconnect between the corporate spending in AI and consumer demand. Despite the massive investments, OpenAI has openly acknowledged that they anticipate losing billions over the next several years. In most industries, such projections would likely deter investors, but not here. It suggests a certain level of market irrationality, or perhaps a belief that AI's potential will eventually justify these early losses. Interestingly, SoftBank is structuring this deal with debt financing. That's an unusual choice for a company that's not only unprofitable, but doesn't project profits for a while. It adds another layer of complexity and risk to the investment. Yet for those backing AI, the potential rewards seem to outweigh these concerns. Meanwhile, Microsoft is experiencing its own challenges. They've halted or delayed new data center developments in several locations, including Indonesia and the United Kingdom. This decision comes amid speculation about a mismatch between projected and actual demand for AI services. Some analysts believe this points to an oversupply of data centers relative to current demand. It's possible that construction delays are part of the issue, but if AI demand was meeting previous projections, you'd expect these projects to continue without hesitation. It might just be a sign that the market is adjusting its expectations and scaling back on infrastructure investment until demand catches up. This pause in expansion could be indicative of a broader recalibration in the AI industry. If other companies follow Microsoft's lead, it might signal a turning point, reflecting a more cautious approach to AI infrastructure expansion. It seems the industry is learning that while AI's potential is vast, aligning investment with realistic demand forecasts is crucial. All right, so here's the scoop on the latest buzz around GPT-4o and Azure OpenAI services. It's got a lot of folks talking, especially with OpenAI's recent move to enable image generation with GPT-4o on their platform. Now, if you're using Azure OpenAI, you might be wondering, when's my turn? Well, as things stand, Azure OpenAI's GPT-4o model supports image interpretation, but not image generation. That's a bit of a bummer if you're looking forward to creating images from text with GPT-4o on Azure. But don't worry, all hope is not lost. Azure OpenAI does offer the DALL-E model, which is specifically designed for generating original images from text descriptions. So, if you're eager to dive into some creative image making, that's your go-to for now. As for when GPT-4o's image generation will make its debut on Azure OpenAI, there's no official timeline just yet. It's one of those stay-tuned situations. The best bet is to keep an eye on Azure OpenAI service updates for any announcements. In the meantime, if you're using Azure OpenAI and have questions or need guidance, there's a vibrant community and plenty of resources available. And remember, the DALL-E model is there to help you get creative with your image generation tasks. OpenAI has just made its first leap into the cybersecurity arena, investing in a startup that's tackling one of the most pressing challenges of our digital age, social engineering attacks. Imagine a world where your colleague's voice, or even your own, is mimicked perfectly over the phone by an AI. That's the kind of threat we're talking about here. Enter Adaptive Security, a New York-based firm that's making waves by using artificial intelligence to fend off these high-tech attacks. In a significant move, OpenAI's startup fund has joined forces with other investors to back Adaptive Security, marking OpenAI's first-ever investment in a cybersecurity company. This partnership is a testament to the growing intersection between artificial intelligence and cybersecurity. Now, why is this such a big deal? Well, innovation is a double-edged sword. While AI brings unparalleled advantages to organizational security, like enhanced threat detection and a more proactive defense posture, it's also being weaponized by cybercriminals. They're using AI to craft more sophisticated phishing and deepfake attacks, making them harder to detect and more damaging. Brian Long, the CEO and co-founder of Adaptive Security, expressed his excitement about the $43 million investment round, which was led by Andreessen Horowitz and OpenAI. "Our mission is to protect people from AI-powered cyber attacks," he said. "And with over 100 enterprise clients already on board, including big names like First State Bank and the Dallas Mavericks, Adaptive Security is clearly onto something." The challenge for chief information security officers is real. The rise of AI-powered cyber threats means they need to constantly adapt their strategies. According to the latest report by Darktrace, a significant percentage of leaders believe AI-powered attacks are already impacting their organizations. It's a race against time to stay ahead of these evolving threats. But there's hope. The same report highlights that a vast majority of leaders see AI as a critical tool in enhancing their threat detection and prevention capabilities. Adaptive Security's platform is designed to help organizations embrace AI without compromising their security, focusing specifically on preventing AI-driven social engineering attacks. So, as OpenAI steps into the cybersecurity space, it's not just about investing in technology, it's about safeguarding our digital future. The collaboration with Adaptive Security might just be a crucial step towards building a more secure world, where AI is a force for good, not a tool for harm. Let's talk about something that's been brewing in the literary world, a series of copyright lawsuits against OpenAI and Microsoft. These aren't just any lawsuits. We're talking about a dozen cases that have been consolidated in New York. This move has stirred up quite a bit of controversy, especially since many authors and news outlets involved aren't thrilled about this centralization. The U.S. Judicial Panel on Multidistrict Litigation decided that combining these cases would allow for a single judge to coordinate discovery, streamline pretrial proceedings, and eliminate inconsistent rulings. This means that high-profile cases originally filed in California by authors like Ta-Nehisi Coates, Michael Chabon, and Sarah Silverman are now moving to New York. They'll be joined by lawsuits from news outlets such as the New York Times and authors including John Grisham and Jody Picoult. So why does this matter? Well, it's a significant moment in the ongoing conversation about copyright and generative AI. Authors and news organizations are arguing that their works are being used without proper permission or compensation, raising important questions about intellectual property rights in the age of AI. As we see more of these legal battles unfold, it's clear that the intersection of technology and creativity is a complex one. The outcomes of these cases could set precedents for how AI companies like OpenAI and Microsoft handle copyrighted material in the future. That's it for today's OpenAI Weekly Brief. As we watch these copyright lawsuits unfold, it's a reminder of the delicate balance between innovation and intellectual property rights. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle signing off. Until next time.